The credit ratings agency Moody's is downgrading China's sovereign debt rating for the first time since 1989. The agency said in a statement it expects the country's financial health to erode somewhat over the coming years. But China's finance ministry posted a statement online saying that Moody's overestimated the difficulties in China's economy while underestimating the ability of the Chinese government to reform. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
So let's talk about what's happening in China. The economy there grew at nearly 7% in the first quarter of this year. What does Moody's see that's leading it to downgrade the credit rating?
Yeah, 7% sounds pretty good. Huh?
Right.
I think we'd like to be growing that fast. But, you know, China's economy is growing, but its debt is growing even faster. It's sort of like having a neighbor that looks like they're doing really well, new car, new clothes, and then suddenly find out it's because they're running up those credit cards like crazy. Now, it's not unheard of for countries to do this. You remember back in the financial crisis, there was that famous cartoon of Fed Chair Ben Bernanke dumping money out of the helicopter.
Right.
Helicopter Ben, he was nicknamed. Europeans and Japanese have also, you know, done it. They've lowered rates to stimulate borrowing. But for that to work, you need to be able to service that debt. Now, right now, to be clear, China can. Much of it's held by the government, though, and government banks lending to government-owned state companies. That makes people nervous. And there's also very little transparency. We don't really know how much debt's out there because a lot of this activity is taking place in what's called the shadow banking system. So you put it all together, and it's one of the big risks facing the Chinese economy.
But the other big rating agencies have not downgraded China, we should say. And according to J.P. Morgan, when you talk about the debt in China, they say China's total debt was 253% of its GDP last year, which is a big increase from the previous year.
Yeah, and that's what worries people. It's the speed. And China's trying to make this shift, right, from this, you know, export goods-driven economy to the service economy. They're trying to encourage people to spend. They're really trying to prop up that economy. But we learned really painfully back in 2007, 2008, how hard it is to pop a credit bubble. It's very painful. There's no easy way to do it. You see company failures, jobs lost, banks bailed out. And so people worry this is eventually what's going to happen in China. And a slowing China is going to hurt all of us. I mean, China, you're going to remember, is one of the big economic engines of this global economy. A lot of our companies, think about GM, General Electric, Apple, they would all feel the impact if China slowed down significantly because they had to really come to terms with this debt. People are hoping they get ahead of the problem, but that never seems to happen, Jeremy.
But we're talking about this today because of what Moody's did. And I wonder, given what happened in the run-up to the financial crisis with the biggest rating agencies continuing to give high ratings to the risky securities that ended up leading to a collapse, do they have credibility anymore?
I think their credibility is still an issue. They tend to move very slowly when it comes to assessing risk. And China got downgraded, but it is still investment grade. Now, to be fair, in the case of China, the rating agencies, along with banks and economists and experts I talk to, don't always have access to the most reliable data. We can't see the books of the state-owned companies. The government doesn't issue data the same way it does here in the West. So, you know, it's hard to make a call that's going to impact investment decisions when you don't have all the hard data. But I do think a lot of people think they could be more aggressive about sounding the alarm. We still have a lot of cases where the rating agencies move after everybody already arrived at the conclusion. And I think this is another one of those incidents. Nobody was surprised by this today.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.